You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball.
One ball!
The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to the League podcast brought to you by William Hill. Sam Norris and Jason Lewis with you on this edition to preview the two playoff finals from League One and indeed League Two. It's Barnsley versus Millwall bidding for a place in the Championship next season and Wimbledon versus Plymouth go head to head for a place in League One. But first things first, for the final time this season, it's a very warm welcome to Jason Lewis. How are you, Jason?
I'm very well, Sam. I look forward to this weekend in the calendar all year, really. It's just a feast of football to sort of end us on such a high note. Obviously, we've got the Championship game that Pete's going to cover, but three big games back-to-back, one off the other, over the bank holiday weekend. It's a regular fixture in the calendar, and the offerings we've got this year look like they've got the makings of some fantastic games. So hopefully they live up to that, and also we make some money from them.
Yeah, indeed, it's a belter. And of course, with the Champions League final slotted in between these three games, it's a real feast of football over the weekend. We'll start in League One, though. The final here sees Barnsley take on Millwall. Barnsley are 13-8 in the betting. It's 21-10 for the draw, and Millwall are 9-5. Much will have been made of Barnsley's momentum in getting to here, Jason. Of course, they were relegation candidates at one stage this season, charged up the table in the back end of the season. We know the momentum is with them, but Millwall have been going about their business quietly and actually finished the season in pretty decent nick themselves. So a lot of the talk will be about Barnsley's charge up the table, but Millwall will be well up for this. And we've got two teams here who soundly came through their semi-finals. I mean, Barnsley routed Walsall, really, 6-1 on aggregate, and Millwall, it was job done for them away from home in the first semi. So two sides who finished off the league campaign in good style and came through their semi-finals relatively easily.
Yeah, exactly that. I think if you look back, both of these teams have only lost two matches since the end of February, which is quite a staggering record for both to have coming into this one. It makes it really difficult to call, and the outright prices sort of reflect that here. But if we look just back at those semi-finals briefly, you look at Barnsley, who Walsall narrowly missed out on the automatic promotion spot, and Barnsley just took all the impetus, very clinical over both legs, and as you say, absolutely dominated them. And then we look at Mill, who started off with a tricky trip to Bradford, and the Bradford defence is supposed to be so defensively solid, and Mill slotted free past them. So there's definitely should be some goals in this game as these two match up. When you look at how they met earlier in the season, Barnsley won at Oakwell 2-1 over Millwall, and then they won the reverse fixture at the Den 3-2. So Barnsley coming into this one, knowing that they can have the beating of Millwall, but it's a different game, obviously. It's at Wembley, but then we look at Barnsley again. They had the experience of the Johnston's Pate final, where they won that. So really, they've got all the experience coming into this one, and will feel the momentum and sort of the story of their season has it in their favour when you look at it. They've ended the season, and including the playoffs, of identical records at home and away. So 12 wins, 4 draws and 8 defeats. And it's just the turnaround has been quite remarkable on their part. Whereas you look at Millwall themselves, didn't really have the best of starts of the year, but have turned it around since Christmas. They've only lost 4 matches, sort of spread out fairly equally, and on a great run of 6 games unbeaten, if you include the playoff semi-finals, winning 5 of those. So it's a really difficult game to call this. But I think Barnsley could just edge it for me just because they have the one star player who, if you ask me to who's going to get a goal in this game, I'd have to pick out Sam Winnall because he is the star player if you look at both sets of squads. 23 league goals now. He netted a brace on the final there this season at Wigan. Got 2 goals in the first leg over Walsall. Scored in both games against Millwall this season. He'll be really confident of getting a goal in this game. So if you're looking for a non-match result market, Sam Winnall anytime, 7-5. Sam Winnall and Barnsley, 14-5. So that's Winnall anytime and Barnsley to win. If the reverse win cost also tempts me if you were looking pro-Millwall. So Sam Winnall to score in a Millwall win, big 11-1. Millwall obviously don't have the best defensive record in the world. They've only kept 2 clean sheets since early April, really. So not the most watertight defensive unit. And Sam Winner will probably get some opportunities in front of goal. I expect plenty of goals here as you look at it, really. Barnsley, three of their last four matches, all been over 2.5 goals and both teams to score. Score plenty of goals themselves, but don't have the best defence in the division. And Millwall, likewise, Millwall just like to go out and score goals, really. So I expect plenty of goals, a real entertaining game. So both teams are scoring over at 29-20. But if you're pushing me on the outright market, I can see Barnsley just nicking this and repeating their 2006 League One playoff win over Swansea.
Okay, a couple of thoughts there for Jason. Sam Whittle, as you mentioned there, is included in the enhanced odds offer, which I didn't mention earlier. Sam Whittle to score in a Barnsley win is 4-1. This is a 90-minute market only, by the way, as is Lee Gregory to score in a Millwall win in 90 minutes at 4-1. Sometimes we can pick holes in these enhanced odds offers, but not here, Jason. I mean, if Barnsley are to win, you expect that man to get on the score sheet. Likewise with Millwall and Lee Gregory. And that 4-1, it is a huge jump from the 13-8 outright.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you're strongly in the camp for one of these teams to win this game, it's one of those cases where I think it's purely logical to look at those two men because they are their leading lights who they often fall back on. It's not like these teams have a host of goal scorers. Those are their team main men. So it's a logical play for me. Sometimes the enhanced doesn't really draw me in, but both of those were very tempting. It's just deciding who's going to win the game.
Yeah, certainly. So the main play for you, the both teams to score in overs?
Yeah, I think that's the safest bet. It's going to be a very difficult game to call. Could come down to a mistake or a refereeing decision. But yeah, plenty of goals. Both these teams like to score goals and don't necessarily have the best defences. So both teams scoring over is a smart play at 29-20. Sitting on the fence and hoping as a neutral that this is going to live up to the expectations.
Yeah, okay, good stuff. Jason's thoughts then in the League One playoff final. We go to League Two now. Wimbledon versus Plymouth. Wimbledon here in the betting at 2-1. The draw is 2-1 and Plymouth are 6-4. Lyle Taylor to score in Wimbledon to win in 90 minutes is 4-1 and Jake Jervis to score in a Plymouth win in 90 minutes is 5-1. Both sides came through pretty tight semi-finals. Both sides progressed here via a 3-2 aggregate victory. And just look at the outright betting there, Jason. It doesn't get much tighter in a football match.
No, not at all, really, when you look at it. And you can see why the bookies have gone that way, really, because neither team laid down a marker in the semi-finals, sort of the flip side of the League One teams. They both left quite a statement on their opposition. Wimbledon, obviously, is a great story for them, really, as sort of their rise has continued since the rebirth of the club. And it'll be their first experience of a playoff final since the revised or even the original Crazy Gang never had a trip to Wembley in the form of a playoff game. So it should be a great occasion for them. I'm just slightly concerned because Plymouth are taking a lot of fans up here and it's going to almost be 2-1 in terms of Plymouth's favour. Whether that makes much difference, it's up to you to decide, really. Very difficult game to call this. I'm swaying just towards Plymouth just because I feel they've got a couple more match winners in their team, which could turn up on the big occasion. But if you look at Wimbledon, I'll be surprised if Adebayo Akinfenwa starts the game, but he caused absolute havoc in both legs against Accrington, and he could be the trump card coming off the bench, and I'm sure he'll have something to say if Wimbledon do need a goal to win this game or get back to level terms. But I think Lyle Taylor's the man to play if you are looking at the Wimbledon markets, really. He is their headline offer here at 4-1 to score any time in Wimbledon to win. And I'd say he is their main real goal threat. If you look at how they've gone all season, he's consistently been scoring, got the winner for them in the semi-final. And Wimbledon are one of the few teams that have sort of built their success into these playoffs around a defensive solidity, really. They've conceded in the 1-0 defeat to Portsmouth, and then they've had 4-0 since that towards the end of the season. They had a 1-0 in the first leg against Accrington, and then showed great character to come back in that game to win it in extra time. So I think coming into this one full of confidence, but I just think Plymouth have just too much goal threat, really, for me in this game. I think they're higher than Wimbledon in the goals scored, goals conceded. They've got a better record, and I think it's going to be narrow and a close game. I don't expect Plymouth to rout the game, and that leads me to look at some quite interesting markets that I found deep inside the console, really. So 14 of Plymouth's 24 regular season wins came by just a single goal, and that includes the last-minute winner they had against Portsmouth. The last-minute win against Portsmouth in the second leg of the semi-finals. But actually, 18 of these 24 regular season wins came by a 2-0 scoreline that landed 6 times, 2-1 8 times, and 1-0 4 times. So three-quarters of their wins have been by one of those three margins. And if you go into the correct score group betting under the others markets, you get a very attractive price on Plymouth winning by any one of these three margins. It's priced up at 21 to 10. And if you ask me to pick a Plymouth win, I couldn't steer any far away from really any of those sort of scores. So I think 1-0 win, very bland game, but I could see Plymouth. Could they get a 2-0 win and seal it off? Absolutely. But I would expect Wimbledon to at least score in this game. So 2-1 for Plymouth. It gives you a great range of sort of outcomes there. A very good 21 to 10 price, which is much better than what you're getting on Plymouth to win the game at just 6-4. If you're feeling cautious, I think Plymouth, if they're trailing first half, will come back and give a response. Or if they're fast out of the traps, they could lead at half time. So Plymouth to win either half, 4-5, seems a very smart play for me here. I just think they're the stronger side into this one. They should take control for long spells of the game, and they've landed winning either half in 6 of their last 7 matches. Granted, 4 of these were wins, but also came in a draw at Portsmouth in the first leg of the semi-final and in the defeat against Dagenham, where they were 3-0 down at half-time. They came back to win the second half 2-0. So I think you've got to be smart of how you play this game, but I think Plymouth, if you're pushing me for a win, an outright winner in 90 minutes, I'd just go Plymouth. But I think Plymouth either half's the cautious play, and if you're feeling adventurous, Plymouth 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1, 21-10 is a very good price on a group score bet there.
Okay. A couple of thoughts there, Jason, leaving no stone unturned in terms of the markets that we've got available for this game. It's interesting what you said there about Akin Fenwa for Wimbledon. He's deployed really as like a battering ram in those two semi-finals. And if you do fancy him, as you said there, to come on late and maybe start bullying this Plymouth defence, Akin Fenwa, last goal scorer at 15-2, if you don't think he'll start the game. I'm always more in favour of that than I am the anytime goal scorer.
Yeah, I think it's a great bet. And I'm not going to put money on it, but you'd be a fool really to expect him to start this game after he played so well coming off the bench in 2 semi-finals. You've got the added effect of it being a much bigger pitch at Wembley. So I think that's the way this game's going to go. Even if Wimbledon are winning the game, will they chuck him on? Yeah, because he's an experienced head. He can hold the ball up, waste some time up the front. If they need a goal, are they going to bring him on? Absolutely. He caused absolute carnage. And it's the sort of approach we don't see in the sort of Championship and Premier League level, but it's so effective down here. And it just never seems to transfer to the higher leagues, but it's works. There's nothing you can do against a very strong man that's good at holding the ball up. So it's always going to cause problems, and he's an expert at what he does. So whether it's him getting an assist, but that price on a goal, last goal, is a very tempting one to pick out.
Yeah, certainly. So headline selection then for you for this League Two match?
Headline selection for me, I think just a Plymouth win. It's difficult to go completely out of sort of steer way clear of that. I just think 6-4 is a fair price on Plymouth to win here against a good Wimbledon side. And it does equate for if they do turn up and absolutely have a barnstorming win and Wimbledon sort of just crumble under the pressure with a lot of Plymouth fans in the crowd. So Plymouth 6-4 on the outrights is the pick if you're looking for a cautious bet either half, or that group bet if you're feeling very adventurous.
OK, fair enough. And if you did just want to play Plymouth to achieve promotion via any means, they can win in normal time, extra time or penalties. That is available at 8-11. It's even money if you fancy Wimbledon. Thank you very much for that, Jason. And thank you for joining us throughout this wonderful Football League season. And we'll surely catch up again ahead of the 2016-17 campaign.
Thank you very much, Sam. It's been an absolute pleasure doing my first full season of the podcast. Hopefully people have had a few winners over the season, and I'm looking forward to August already.
Brilliant. Cheers, Jason.
Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.